Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It's Wednesday. That's hump day to me and you. And also to Nate.
Let's
May
do
23rd.
It.
Yeah, let's do it, Nate. 2018. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. Thanks for listening on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Today we'll have former Royals pitcher Mike Boddicker in studio. He will be angry about something. Listen for what it is in the 7 o'clock hour. Gary Lezak. I don't know what he'll do, but it'll be right before 8 o'clock. Then Matt Beisler is angry at Nate Bucati, so he's declined his appearance on the show this week. Filling in for Matt Beisler, Nate Bucati, who is it?
Johnny Russell.
Requested by Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill's favorite player.
What'd you do to piss off Beisler?
I don't know. Apparently, I filled his schedule up, so he couldn't make it this
right.
week. I don't know what I would have done to make him mad. I've pretty much been leaving him alone lately.
What reason did he give you?
He's got to go in for treatment earlier in the day this week, so couldn't work it in his schedule.
Have you been giving him poor treatment?
No, I would never do that.
What's wrong with him?
I don't think there's anything seriously wrong with him. You just might have to change the schedule up a little bit. He didn't say. I don't think. I mean, he's played every minute this year of the season, yeah. So he's all right.
Sounds like
maybe he just doesn't want to talk to me.
Sounds like back when I was a young man, the girls would tell me.
Yeah.
They canceled the date.
I've got to go into treatment, right. Stephen. Sorry.
What's wrong with you? Oh, I don't know.
Nothing major. Just got to take care of some things.
You mad at me? Yeah, not really.
Well, phone's breaking up.
Gotta go. Who is this?
Yeah.
Right.
That was basically what my communication with Matt was like this week.
But Susan, you're my wife. I know that you're free.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go.
Well, this just got awkward, huh?
Who are you again?
You are one pathetic loser.
Rustin died at 9:05. Or as Nate called him for some reason last week, Dustin Rye.
Yeah, huh?
So is he in St. Louis? For the afternoon affair, the day game, to finish things off. A 12:15 first pitch today between the St. Louis Cardinals and your Kansas City Royals.
Rubber game.
If you're lucky. Jacob Junis will be on the mound for the Royals. I'm looking at Justin Verlander pitching as the Giants today. Michael Wacha on the mound for the Cardinals. You can watch Verlander pitch at 110 against the Giants. Verlander. But yes, Royals go for the series win against the Cards today, just afternoon, 12:15. Junis against Wacha. They go for the series win because they beat the St. Louis Cardinals last night 5-1 in St. Louis. Jason Hamill, he pitched very well. I'm shocked whenever a starting pitcher for the Royals pitches well, and I was shocked last night as Jason Hamill navigated his way through 7 innings. He gave up 9 hits, but did not walk anybody. There's a lesson to be learned here. Royals pitchers, quit walking people. Only gave up 1 earned run, struck out 6, 89 pitches, pretty good, to get through 7 innings. And then they passed the baton to Brad Keller, who continues to be terrific, throws a scoreless inning. And then Kelvin Herrera at least made things interesting, put a couple of guys on. But look, that was a nice 5-1 cushion that he was given, and so he closes things out, and that's now a nice 1-2 punch when you can get to it. It's not too often that they're handed the keys to a lead, but Brad Keller after last night, a 1.86 ERA, and Kelvin Herrera, a 1.02 ERA. So if I'm the Houston Astros, if I'm the Anaheim Angels, name their closer right now.
Can't do it.
Exactly. Go ahead, Jake. Oh, you're going to say Kenyon Middleton out for the year? Oh, you're going to say Cam Bedrosian? No. He sucks.
I'm going to say I don't know.
Right now, Blake Parker, they think.
Okay.
We'll see.
Right.
Doubt it. Point is, they don't have one.
Right.
All right.
Need one. Got one.
Nationals?
They got former Royal Blake Wood in their bullpen right now.
Great. They need a closer. They need relief help. And so there's plenty of opportunity out there for the Royals to hopefully swing a big deal and get a good return for Kelvin Herrera when they decide to do it. Again, last night, he has a scoreless inning, ERA down to 102. He's been one of the best relievers in the American League so far this year. Now, someone who's not one of the best relievers in baseball, and look, I get it, he's on another team, but it was tough to watch. It's tough to watch. Mm. It's tough to watch Greg Holland.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. Did you see the picture of, I think it was Willie McGee, going over and kind of consoling him, putting his arm around him in the dugout, and, you know, out of respect, trying to, I mean, look, it's already bad for Holland, but that had to be even worse, doing that against his old team and familiar faces. Last night, if you didn't see it, he comes into the game and retires no one and gives up three hits and a walk, and two earned runs go in his ledger, an 8.76 ERA. Boy, his numbers are just brutal. You think some Royals pitchers have some bad numbers. Well, I'm sure Blaine Boyer would say, hold my beer. I don't know if he drinks, but he, you know, if he did, he'd say, hold it. Now, Greg Holland, 12 and a third innings, 17 hits and 15 walks, dude. I mean, a 2.59 whip. Good Lord.
No!
Only 9 strikeouts against those 15 walks. His last 3 outings, a third of an inning, 2 earned runs, 2/3 of an inning, 2 earned runs. Last night, no innings, 2 earned runs. So six earned runs in his last 1 inning, and that spans over 3 outings. What did it look like to you?
Well, he closed out the season with the Rockies last year in similar fashion. In the month of August, he had a 13.5 ERA. September, he was better. But the second half of last year, he posted an ERA of over 6. So, I don't know if his arm, you know, he's had Tommy John surgery. He's had some other arm issues.
He didn't have spring.
Yeah, so I don't know, like we heard with Mike Claiborne yesterday, maybe he's just trying to get back into shape, but it's tough to watch. I don't know if his arm is what it used to be. Obviously, it doesn't appear to be so. So, on the positive side, he'll make $14 million this year, but I'm sure this is no fun for him. But, you know, the Royals got their own problems. Right. I don't know. I always was a big fan of Greg Holland, you know.
I'm the one that doesn't give a damn about players that leave. I thought you'd feel a little bad for Greg Holland watching him struggle so much and maybe facing the end of his career.
I feel a little bad for him, sure, but a little bit.
I mean, it just looks like we talk about Duffy. I mean, you see, Holland looks like he has just no idea what to do on the mound.
Well, if you
kind of reminds me of Duffy a little bit.
If you look back,
Duffy hadn't been this bad.
If you look back at the good years he had with the Royals, he was throwing an average fastball of 96 miles per hour. In fact, in 2013 and 2014, he was throwing 96.9 and 96.7. Now his fastball velocity this year is down to 92.
What about 97.3, the planet?
I think that...
gone!
Listen to me and Randy Miller, Mornings on the Planet, if you'd like.
I think the future of that radio station is about as bright as Greg Holland's future right about now.
Come and watch the program director harass me.
Yeah.
I think I preferred...
throughout the entire show, if you'd like.
Stephen and Doug.
Yep.
Stephen St. John and Doug Medlock.
Yep.
On the planet. Right?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of that? When I used to come in here and fill in for John Renshaw.
That was my favorite part.
On 1 minute notice. Hey! Hey, St. John, you're getting ready to go on the air on the FM. Can you come in and host this 4-hour show with no preparation? Yep. All right, then. Bye.
I'm about to borrow Steven from you.
Yeah.
Huh? Sorry.
Right. Steven. They used to like it a lot.
You were like, all right.
What's wrong with Renshaw? I don't know. What do you mean? Can't find him. Okay. I'll be there.
Be right there.
I'll be right there in 5 steps down the hall. And that was fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of.
I think Jake had fun with it, didn't you?
From what I remember.
Yeah, sure you did.
My favorite part was the gal.
Interesting time of my life.
Was what?
The gal that the young single Aaron Swartz might have had a...
You just call Aaron Swartz a gal?
No, the gal that a young Aaron single Aaron Swartz might have had a bit of a thing with briefly.
We'll leave that part out of the equation.
Yep.
You know?
But anyways, point is Greg Holland's throwing 92 miles per hour now, and that's a lot slower than he was when he was effective. His arm's just not the same anymore. He was able to get by with a little decreased velocity last year, but it still was 2 miles per hour faster than it is this year.
Right.
And it's hard to get people to chase his breaking ball in the dirt when they can sit back on the fastball a little bit longer. So it's going to be a rough go for Greg, I think.
I was impressed with Jason Hamill last night, though.
Hey, he is not impressed with the shift. Oh, boy.
He does not want the shift anymore. He's tired of seeing hits fall in where defenders would be if not for the shift.
He and Mike Boddicker ought to get together.
Bullshift.
Whoa. Hello. You scared me
right
there.
A bunch of bullshift.
Man. BS.
Don't do that to me.
Why?
Not on TV.
We're going to ask Mike Boddicker about the shift when he arrives in studio.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Oh, you're going to hear about it.
Oh, I know. Told you.
You just prepare those Jason Hamill comments, and we'll get live reaction from Mike Boddicker.
That's why he hadn't won a game since last September. Shift.
How good is Brad Keller, though?
I mean,
every single
good,
time he pitches. It's a 22-year-old Rule 5 guy. They're going to try to hide. They're going to try to sneak through like I did with Jake the first 3 years he was here. I hid him on the roster. I snuck him through.
That's right.
Snuck him through waivers.
Cleared waivers multiple times.
Right.
For several years, people had no idea he was actually working here.
Mm-hmm. Well, he technically wasn't.
He was asked to leave the premises at least one time by someone in human resources.
Yeah.
That is absolute true story.
Fact.
Absolute true story.
100%.
Back when we had a director of human resources, she demanded that he leave.
You have to be getting college credit to work.
Get out of here.
That goes against labor laws, and we could get in trouble.
That's right.
Well, little do you know, I'm going to JUCO.
Hey, week later? I thought, please don't make me call the authority. You don't have to. Here you go. What's this? It's official now.
I did kind of want her to call the authorities. Yeah. But I wanted to see that next step taken, but unfortunately, we never got there.
Nope. Quite the opposite.
How about
that
night by Esky, huh?
So Brad Keller's like you. How about that? You've been compared to Brad Keller already.
I'll take that. You know what? He's one of the shining stars on this team right now. I mean, bright spots. I mean, that's...
Esky was really good last night.
Yeah.
You love Esky?
I do.
Did you like the fact that he was happy that he was able to get into the clubhouse in time to watch the final minute of the Rockets-Warriors game?
I can respect that.
Good
game.
It's
a hell of an ending.
He's got his priorities, though. It was a hell of an ending if you like, hey, let's see which team can have the worst possession down the stretch and see if they can keep topping each other.
It wasn't entertaining, it was interesting.
Right.
That's probably a better word for it.
I mean, it can be entertaining and ugly basketball at the same time.
Who can make the worst decision? What can I do here?
Back to here, hold my beer.
What bizarre officiating can drag this thing out for another minute, too?
Which one didn't you like?
Oh, just the... Oh, we're going to go review whether or not there was a foul with...
Well, no, hey, look, you have to, because that's smart. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what replay is there for.
If you're the Warriors, it was a foul.
Right.
So you give yourself another chance of the game. That was right.
Yeah.
That would have been wrong if they hadn't called that. I mean, at the end of a game, like in college basketball, what are you trying to do foul, you know, to put the other team on the free throw line to get another chance? That's part of the game. The Rockets, Chris Paul's the one that screwed it up, or almost screwed it up, by making that second free throw. What the hell was he doing?
I don't know. I would have missed it.
What the hell was that all about?
Somebody told me, well, they could have gotten the rebound and called a timeout and then advanced it to half court with 0.3 seconds left. I mean, 0.3 and not 0.5. You can't catch and shoot with 0.3, can you?
Nah, 3 is, I think under 3, like 0.2 you have to tip in. But I think 0.3 is where you can... officially. That's...
Well, the actual rule says LeBron can actually dribble through his legs and then skyhook it with 0.1 left.
Well,
and take four steps.
If possible.
LeBron's LeBron.
If he can do that. That's the LeBron
one. LeBron out there last night.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what the rule said. You asked what the rule said.
I'm glad
it's interesting they added that to the rule book.
So LeBron can actually spin the ball on his finger for just a moment.
That's why we have you. You do your homework and you keep us up to date on the rule book.
Rummage through a lady's purse, throw a bucket of confetti in someone's face, and then shoot it.
Like, I was like they kept taking bad shot.
Yeah.
Both of them. Both the Rockets and the Warriors. And so, like, Steve Kerr said after the game that the Warriors are just out of gas. But, like, you know, I know it was irritating to extend the game, but it was the right call. I mean, he fouled him. And if you're the Warriors, you're trying to foul him. So you got to put them on the line again to give yourself the exact chance that you got. And 0.5, I don't care how much time left, how good was that look? How in the hell, of all people, did Steph Curry get that look? How? Mm. I get it. They're loaded offensively. But I'm going to go ahead and say no to him getting that look. Let someone else beat you. And I mean, didn't you think when he took the shot, as good as it was going in? I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was. But I'm glad Houston won.
Me
told
too.
You, man, all I was looking for was a couple of pivotal game fives. I got two of them.
You're welcome.
I got two.
Yeah,
you're
baby.
Welcome.
You know,
all you asked for.
Right here on your home for the NBA playoffs, Sports Radio 810 WHB, by the way. Let's go. Let's go. I'm in. I'm all in. I'm totally here for these playoff series now.
The Rockets beat the Warriors 95-92.
And home field advantage goes back to the Rockets. Home court advantage, I guess, is what they call it in basketball, huh?
Right.
Nah.
Don't tell Trey Wingo that. Remember what was it last week when we were driving in? We both heard it.
Two out of three.
Yeah, Trey Wingo said, now you got to go win two at Golden State. Like, no, you don't.
Mm-mm.
And Jake was just fresh back from Hawaii. Like, Trey Wingo said he got to win two. I was it would help him, but they didn't
have
to. I
heard this on the radio. Right. It must be true.
And he kept saying it, and you could tell, like, Gold was like,
I was in no position to go double check.
You know, but you know how sounds good
to me.
Sometimes when someone's really adamant and sure about it, you think that doesn't seem.
It never happens on this
like,
show.
But they were kind of like, "What? That doesn't seem probable." But whatever. So now they got home court advantage back.
Yeah,
and you'll take that. So for Houston, they're two wins away from the finals, and they got two out of three in their crib.
And now. The Cavs try to take home field advantage against the Celtics.
Court.
Home court advantage. They play on a court.
I hope the Celtics win.
They play in a field house, though.
Are you rooting for the Celtics or the Cavs tonight? You change every game with this.
No, I've stuck with LeBron and the
You're
Cavs.
You're sticking
the
with LeBron?
Time. Yep.
You don't like whatever Morris twin that is?
I like him. I like the Celtics.
Who is it? Is it Monty?
There's no Monty Morris.
Are you sure?
Between those two. There's a Monty Morris, but not of the Morris twins. There's Markieff and Marcus. Marcus plays for the Celtics. Although,
how do you know?
How would we know?
How in the hell do you know?
I mean,
really?
Honestly, if they decided one day, hey, let's have Markieff play, he'd be a little more rested. Right. Would any of us know? Nobody would know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know right now.
Right. There have been allegations in the past that maybe one has filled in for the other.
Are we talking about basketball?
Well.
And back after this on WHB and 38 The Spot. Tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nate, did you know there's a Sporting Kansas City show on?
I did know that. I'm aware of that.
It's on at 6 o'clock if you want to listen.
That's right. I'll be on that show. I'll be hosting that show with El Jefe Carter Augustine.
Do you still want to listen?
Well, I mean, I guess I'll listen while I'm talking.
Who's your guest?
Jalen Lindsey, who's a 19-year-old who plays for Sporting Kansas City, who just graduated high school.
Where from?
Boy, where did he go to high school? That's a good question. I should probably know that before I do the interview.
This is called prepping for your interview. Yeah. Leave it to me.
I think most of the academy or the residency kids go to Blue Valley Northwest. But I'll look that up. That's a good question.
You know. NBA. So then you'll be at 6 o'clock with the Sporting Kansas City show. Then at 7 o'clock, the NBA playoffs pregame, followed by Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Cleveland and Boston. Listen to it tonight on your home, your radio home of the NBA playoffs in Kansas City, Sports Radio 810 WHB. So there you
go. Pretty good lineup.
Thanks.
Pretty good lineup.
I'll listen if I'm out and about, but odds are I will not be. So
you're not going to be out and about?
No. I'll still listen like in my basement, but I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Hopefully. I am going somewhere tomorrow if you'd like to know about it.
Where are you going tomorrow?
If you, and I'm not saying you, Nate, because you have to stay here. I'm sorry. But if you, anyone out, well, if you could get someone to fill in for you. If you would like to come out and have breakfast with me tomorrow, I will be broadcasting my portion of the show live at Pega's American Family Restaurant in Shawnee, Johnson Drive in Neiman. I'll be there for the whole show. That's 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. That message is for the sales staff. We are on from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. Hey, Steven, can you go to a meeting tomorrow at 9:15? We got something set up for you. Talk to Jake about that one.
Hey, Jake, you mind jumping on a conference call? It's going to start about 9:15. can you jump on that conference call?
What time are you guys on again? Pegas is having an incredible special just for 810 listeners. Just mention 810 or mention my name. Get $2 off any item on their menu because we know that even though it's the morning, some people like to eat heartier food, you know, like the ball tip sirloin.
Oh,
that,
boy.
Nate has enjoyed there. Have you not had that there?
I don't believe I have.
You did too have it. Or did you have the pork chop?
I had the pork chop, buddy.
Was it good?
It was good.
What you have, the ball tip sirloin?
I don't know. I like the pork chop. I mean, well, I was very happy.
Maybe I'll send a pork chop back to you. You can stop in at Pega's, Johnson Drive in Neiman. Get $2 off any item on the menu just by mentioning 810. That's good all day long at any one of the four Pega's locations around town. Go to Pega's.com, P-E-G-A-H-S.com, P-E-G-A-H-S.com. Hey, it's on the screen right now. Comfort is just a spoonful away. So come out and have breakfast with me tomorrow, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. I think maybe we'll still throw some prizes at you. I don't know. High five. Delicious food. Whatever you need. Whatever you want. We got it. At Pegas tomorrow, 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. in Shawnee. Johnson Drive in Neiman with the Border Patrol. Or me.
I get to sit in the big chair tomorrow, huh? Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yes.
High five.
What are you going to do in the big chair?
Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't you worry about it.
That's exactly right. So hopefully I see some good Border Patrol listeners out there tomorrow at Pegas. Stop by and we can enjoy some delicious food. And you get $2 off any item on the menu just by mentioning Jake or 810 or Nate or Border Patrol or anything having to do with this show or this radio station. So,
well, I can't tell what high school. I mean, I'm looking at pictures.
Why can't
of
you tell
Lindsay.
Us?
Well, I just don't know what high school it is.
You can't tell us.
Oh, Blue Valley West, I believe. Right. Are they the Jaguars?
Yep.
That's in Jacksonville.
Yep, that's Blue Valley West.
Blue Valley West. Blue Valley West grad Jalen Lindsay is going to be on the show with us. How about that? Graduating high school while you're playing pro ball.
Wow. Here is a, this was a big story for the AFC West yesterday in football as OTAs have started. And the Chiefs, even though it's close to the media, they're out there. They're doing work. Eric Berry's on the field. That's good news, right? Does that make you happy?
Of course.
Okay. And I'm seeing I don't know if it's a consensus, but there's a lot of people out there picking the Chargers, the Anaheim Chargers of Los Angeles.
The Carson City Chargers, I believe they're called.
Chargers, the California Chargers.
Chargers!
And look, they're a talented team, right? Mm-hmm. And they had a chance last year, but they just couldn't beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of their better players, and this is, this always sucks in OTAs, man. This is what you don't want to hear if you're any team, obviously, but Hunter Henry, their very good tight end, will miss the 2018 season with a torn ACL. Since entering the NFL in 2016, he is tied for fourth most receiving touchdowns among tight ends. What three tight ends since 2016 have more touchdown catches?
Travis Kelce.
Than Hunter Henry, and you were wrong right there. He's tied with Travis Kelce, sir. There's zero chance that you get these three, in my opinion.
Who's the guy with the big beard from Carolina?
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen.
Nope. I don't think I would have got this one. Whoa, what are you doing back there? What are you looking at? Don't look at it. Don't look anything up.
I'm not looking anything up.
Come on, Mr. Fantasy Football. Dig in to that deep resource called your mind and tell me who it is.
The guy from Washington, D.C. The Redskins.
No. This is tough. Most
Jimmy Graham, one of them?
He's number one. 16. Nah, wow. See, nah, you're easing into this.
This
deal.
Is since 2016?
Since 2016.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Most receiving touchdowns by tight end since 2016. Unless ESPN stats info was wrong.
No, it's probably not. Gronk?
No.
Nope.
Do you give up?
I'm brain freezing right now. Graham's all I got.
Kyle Rudolph has 15.
Yeah.
And Cameron Brate has 14.
I would have never got Brate.
That's exactly right. You wouldn't have.
Never.
So
Rudolph, maybe, if I really squeeze my brain.
Hunter Henry, Travis Kelce, and Zach Ertz all have 12. Point is, and Hunter Henry is an ascending player.
Oh, absolutely.
Who I thought this year was going to have huge season.
And late in the year, he came on a little bit.
Right.
He struggled early. I think, you know, Chargers struggled early.
But there are certain players that, like, going into fantasy football, like I need him. I'm gonna probably draft him higher than I should, and he was one of those guys on the list. Not now though. I will not be drafting him at all. Nate, your response to this? Hey man, and you know what? You just cross your fingers because this could happen to anybody.
Yep.
Non-contact drill. Goes down with a knee injury, now he's out for the year, and that's a big part of their offense.
I mean, we saw it with
terrible.
Eric Berry and his Achilles last year. That was non-contact. First game of the season.
Hell, this is first day of OTAs.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, I mean, I don't wish ill on anybody, but I guess that's good news for the Chiefs. Sounds like it could pave the way for Antonio Gates' return at 37 years old.
As a Chiefs fan, I welcome that. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the player he used to be, of course.
He hasn't been the player he used to be for the last 2 years.
I was 37. You wouldn't expect him to be, would you?
No.
Yeah, if he gets the right supplements, possibly he could, you know?
You go see Justin Verlander's doctor.
You know, that can really get you in a lot of trouble.
Wow!
Because there's nothing that indicates that he's taking that.
I didn't say that he was,
no,
but he's doing...
No, you could say Robinson Cano. You could say guys that actually have. But no, I know what you're saying. And I get it. You know that Verlander is my favorite non-Royals player, and that you specifically use him.
Wow.
I didn't say that his doctor's giving him anything illegal.
We get it.
How old is Verlander? He's 35.
We get
he's
it.
Producing great. So, you know...
We get
I was trying
saying.
To find somebody that was
Jake,
the same age group.
I don't know.
Performing.
I kind of feel I'd stick with that... I don't know. I would have said, like, Tom Brady. He's Tom Brady's trainer. Yeah. I said,
that's
football.
Been causing all kinds of problems, too.
Right, but
jump
he has,
on the TV
he has
12.
A trainer, and he has a yeah. unique
right.
training system,
yeah.
and it's the same sport.
It seems to be working.
I feel like you're grasping at straws with the Verlander comparison.
I was just thinking of somebody you know? in his mid-30s yeah. who's playing the best baseball.
I thought
baseball
we kind
of
adopted that guy. I thought he's on our team now, and Nate's just rifling shots off.
Verlander's on our team.
Yeah, all right.
Not on his team.
Oh, I guess not now,
it's Wilbury. Maybe you're not a Wilbury.
Yeah.
Maybe you're Nate not a Wilbury all whatever. Of a sudden. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Whatever.
Well, whatever. Whatever's right. What if Roy Orbison would have had that attitude? if Tom Petty and Bob Dylan call him.
God.
Whatever.
If you were an athlete in his mid-30s, would you not want to know what Verlander's doing?
Well, I think we all know what Verlander's doing.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You know what?
She's just an object to you, huh, Jake? Well, I see how Jake operates. Wow. Well,
at least I'm not accusing him of doing
that. How do you operate, by the way?
That is.
That's what I'd like to know.
Not cool, bro.
I didn't call her an object.
Bruv.
So,
props to him.
Point is, Antonio Gates.
The point is, Hunter Henry's out for the year.
Right. It's full circle. Here we go.
That's the story here.
How do we get back to Verlander?
Back into this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. I will say this. I saw this article in the Kansas City Star. We talk a lot about concerts and if our favorite bands come to town and great shows. It's a big part of the Border Patrol. And one of my favorite bands ever is going to be appearing on a regular basis in Kansas City. Haven't seen them in a long, long time. And I'm a little excited about it. I think you guys liked them. Do you guys, were you guys big fans of Rockafire Explosion by any chance?
I'm hesitant to tell you that I don't know who that is.
I feel bad.
It was the house band at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Are you serious?
Do you not remember them?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Led by the
Gorilla.
By the banjo-playing hillbilly bear named Billy Bob.
The drum.
They broke up in 1992.
They did?
When showbiz became Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
They broke up. They went their separate ways.
Spanned out in some solo career.
A lot of egos, I think, involved in that breakup.
Drug abuse was involved somewhere. Yeah. And I don't know.
I think some band members having some extramarital affairs.
I was
going to
say some furry infidelity.
So you remember them?
Bestiality, I guess.
You remember them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's one of my favorite bands as a kid. Right, when they were playing, I'm there. Yeah.
What was the cheerleader's name?
It started with M, right?
I wish you wouldn't focus on her. You know, she's just trying to. Are you going to say something smart-ass about her?
Well,
okay.
She might have been at the root of a breakup.
You remember them? Okay.
She's like,
I was in
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So,
or is it McV?
Apparently, there's a place that's going to be opening in Midtown called Rockafire. Used to be the Empire Room. And according to their owner, they're going to have the only public, fully functioning Rockafire Explosion band in the world.
Wow.
In the world,
like all the original members, you know, fully functional, ready to.
I wonder how much it costs to acquire each one of the band members and to get them fully functioning.
Whatever
again,
it's a great deal.
I like the idea
because there's all these adult arcades around.
Yep,
and I'll go whatever. It's fine, but I can tell you this: I'm going to this one to see Rockafire Explosion.
Right on.
So that's very exciting to me. In so here's so you really want to know the names of the band members?
Yeah, of course.
Let's see here. You got Billy Bob, you got Fats. The reunited band also includes Duke LaRue, who was the drumming dog in a spacesuit.
Duke LaRue.
Beach Bear. Right. That's Duke LaRue right there. He had hard times for a while. He's broke. He was bankrupt, and then he's come back, and he's part of this deal.
Overcame a heroin addiction.
Right. Beach Bear is a guitar playing polar bear. So that was Beach Bear actually that was on.
Who's the one in the overalls?
That bird. It's got to be Billy Bob. Out of the garbage can.
Yeah. The singing cheerleader mouse, Mitzi Mozzarella.
Mitzi Mozzarella.
Right.
By the way, the look on the face of our intern right now.
She has no idea what's going on.
This is the generation gap that exists. She is like, what people, you guys actually were entertained by this
as
children?
Welcome to the Border Patrol, our new intern, Gabby, who this could be your first and last day based on her reaction to everything that's happening. Also,
she's fascinated by this. She's looking at the video going, what?
Do you guys remember the wolf comedian?
In between sets.
He had a suit, his ventriloquist puppet. That's Rolf DeWolf.
Yeah, Rolf.
And Earl Schmerl.
Yeah.
So they're going to be involved.
Is Mitzi Mozzarella wearing a Marshall cheerleading costume?
No, it's a Mitzi. It's a Mozzarella.
Mitzi Mozzarella. What did I have to say?
Yeah, but who wears a cheerleading outfit with your own like with your own initials on it?
You give me one, I'll wear it.
The set list includes 80s classics by Michael Jackson and Madonna.
He's got a puppet.
And guess what?
Ventriloquist.
So now that they're coming back, they've added modern hits like Katy Perry's Firework.
Nice.
And how about this, fellas?
I think I saw.
The owner says they've also prepared for this go around a Biggie Smalls medley that they will be performing for people. I mean, why am I so excited about this? I'm just gonna go and
we get to see the what's the band called again?
The Rockafire Explosion
do a cover of Juicy.
I would say
it was all a dream.
If it's a Biggie Smalls medley, that's got to be in
it. It's got to be.
Take a break, and I tell you, we're going. You know what?
Mitzi could sing the hook to Juicy.
Jake, are you in on this or not? Am I enamored by this?
Oh, I'm in. I love that band. I loved that band.
I just retweeted the story at SSJWHB.
My older brother may have worked at Showbiz. Dusty.
Well, may have or may.
Yo, he absolutely
what
did.
What was he?
Once in a while, he did get in the suit.
That's right.
He hated it.
Can we get him to do some Wu-Tang Clan?
I don't know.
That'd be good.
You got to contact them.
A little Wu-Tang.
And back after this on WHB.
Get a hold of their manager. Music blasting, but I just can't
quit because one of the... What was the band that had Rock and Fire Explosion for their entire video? MGMT?
MGMT, yeah. MGMT.
Right.
Electric Feel.
See, I love that video. Because
I remember seeing that one, yeah.
Right? That was great. That was awesome. That made me love them for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to see it all the time. Here are some fun facts from last night's victory by the Houston Rockets to even the Western Conference Finals at 2 games apiece. The Rockets win their first ever road playoff game at Golden State. The Warriors' home playoff win streak is snapped at 16, which was the longest in NBA history.
Unbelievable.
The Warriors scored the game's first 12 points last night. Steph Curry scored as many points, 17, in the third quarter as the Rockets, and the Rockets still won. With 10:45 to play, the Warriors were up 12. And on a 27-8 run, the Rockets could have folded and went down 3-1, and they didn't. That was a huge gut check by the Houston Rockets. And also, the game involved in the fourth quarter with 3:48 left, and the Rockets up 89-86. Once play stopped, someone shouted at Chris Paul, "Chris Paul, you suck." Chris Paul turned around and clearly on camera said, "Your mama."
Well,
see? Look at this. You see it perfectly. Your mama.
Yeah.
That's the appropriate comeback.
My favorite song by the hip-hop band, Far Side, Ya Mama. It's a great song.
Does it make you like Chris Paul more or less, Jake? Very quick, turns around, yeah, your mama.
I like it.
Right. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's concise. It's to the point.
I mean, the little smile he gives, too, as he walks away.
I mean, those are
hey, Chris Paul, you suck. Yeah, your mama.
Your mama.
Right, Chris Paul.
Got him.
Thank you.
Chris Paul was awesome last night.
Got him. That's right. He did got him. That's damn right. We will take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
These nuts. Got him. Got him.
Thank you very much for watching us on 38 The Spot. Coming up, we've got Mike Boddicker in studio to talk Royals baseball and anger right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.